Now the Three Martini Lunch with Greg Corumbus and Jim Garrity.
And welcome, everyone, to the Friday edition of the Three Martini Lunch. We trust you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, along with Jim Garrity of National Review. We're still pretty full from yesterday and looking forward to the rest of the holiday weekend. But we all know that today's Black Friday, and so Christmas shopping is at the heart of the American mindset, and we're in a generous mood today. So Jim and I are going to come up with, for each of us, three gifts we'd like to hand out to either political individuals or groups. And Jim will lead off today.
Well, you know, it's one of those things where sometimes you look at people on your list and you realize you didn't really get them much last year, and they gave you something. And so you end up maybe re-gifting something or something, or making some sort of desperate maneuver like that. Somebody who's on that in that category for me, Greg, is President Obama. Last year, he got me a Republican House. And I didn't even think to get him anything. So because of his actions causing me such a wonderful feeling throughout the year, I've decided to give him what he wants more than anything else in the world, a set of new golf clubs. It's where his passion is. It's where his drive is. Like, you can tell it's where his mind is and what he cares most about in this world. So President Obama, I understand you're looking to spend a lot more time with these. And so my hope is you get a lot more spend a lot of time in 2012 on the golf links. You know, if you want to skip some campaign events and not bother to hit the swing states and spend more time working on your golf swing, I'll completely understand, Mr. President. So instead of four more years, let's just shorten it to four.
There you go. I will also give President Obama a gift, and I'm going to get him a horse, and specifically a live horse, because the dead one he keeps beating is really, really tiring about how it's the Republicans' fault, this whole class warfare shtick, you know, how his stimulus plan really worked, you know, all these arguments which are patently false and pretty insulting to the intelligence of the American people. Unfortunately, has nothing else to run on other than demonizing whoever the Republican nominee is. So I'm already pretty tired of it. And since we have to cover this pretty carefully over the next 11 to 12 months, I'd really like for him to say something different. Although the upside, I guess, is if he keeps beating the dead horse, I think we probably have a better chance to win, because more and more people are realizing that he's full of it on these issues and these explanations of why all of his high flowery rhetoric hasn't panned out into actual policy success. So
it makes sense to me, Greg. I understand that probably would cost him the PETA vote. The other thing is, I assume, would that be the horse he rode in on, Greg?
It could be. He's more than welcome to leave town on it in November of next year.
All righty. Turning my attention to the Republicans, my second gift is to Mitt Romney. Admittedly, a very big challenge, because really, what do you get for the guy who's bought everything? And so I was thinking about it. I was like, what does this guy need? He's already the front runner or co-front runner, spending plenty of money in all these swing states, et cetera. If anything, he needs to, you know, look, why are people wary about him? Why is the Republican base not jumping on the bandwagon? I think it's a lack of authenticity. So I've decided, I think what he needs to adopt the methods of another Massachusetts Republican, and I think he needs a pickup truck like Scott Brown's. And, you know, I think, because yeah, but when you picture Mitt Romney, we don't know what Mitt Romney drives, Greg, at least I don't, but like, you figure it's either a limousine or probably one of those black SUVs, you know, outfitted with all the stuff. And you know somebody else is driving it. So I think I want to get Mitt Romney a pickup truck. And if he had room for like an ATV in the back or something you would just never expect Mitt Romney to do, I want him to do something kind of outdoorsy. I understand he jogs, but he needs to do something that kind of showcases the wilder, more rugged side of Mitt Romney. And that's, you know, Laura Ingraham keeps saying that he needs to muss up his hair. And I think as a result of that, Mark Stein observed, you can always tell hair number 3,894, which has been deliberately mussed at a 90-degree angle in each of the debates. So even when he's trying to have mussed up hair, it looks a little too precise. So I'm hoping that Romney can get behind the wheel, hit the open road, and find some parts of his soul that can cry free in the winter air.
I think that would go well for him. The regular guy approach certainly working well in recent campaigns and is always a good campaign tactic. Mine's a little more sinister. I'm going to wrap up some sodium pentothal for Attorney General Eric Holder. And his ongoing forgetfulness and changing story as it relates to the horrific story of Fast and Furious, the gun running operation that got guns in the hands of Mexican drug cartels. The former acting director of the ATF has taken the fall for this. Other people, I'm sure, will, probably Lanny Brewer. But Eric Holder seems to always have the story that's most convenient to save his own skin. And this is a guy who obviously should have known if he didn't. And it's one of those old situations of, well, if you didn't know what was going on, you're derelict. And if you did know, it's inexcusable as well. So he's got to pick a story and stick to it. And I'd just as soon hear the truth. And not sure who's going to administer it, but I'd like to see him volunteer to take it, quite frankly.
Moving on to my third and not illegal gift to a political figure. Greg, I actually was thinking about getting one for Michelle Bachmann. I wanted to get her the latest Jenny McCarthy book, but it turns out she already has it. So still looking for a good gift for her. Then I turned my attention to Herman Cain. Obviously, we know not long ago Herman Cain was bedeviled by these accusations of sexual harassment. The stories put forth by these women are pretty horrific. I talked to a lot of folks, and nobody really, you know, knows what to make of these, whether it's true, whether it's not true. His defenders very much say, oh, this doesn't sound like the man they know. I think enough of us have watched enough of Herman Cain to observe that this is a man who is hale and hearty and warm and friendly and just a gregarious guy. Extraordinarily charming, perhaps, you know, a huge extrovert. So whatever else we think of Herman Cain, it's really not that unthinkable the man could be a bit of a flirt. And so I was just thinking about it. Like, look, I myself see no particular harm in that in a politician. I guess it just becomes a little bit different if perhaps you're the boss and your attentions are focused on employees. So for him, I'm getting a copy of Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. Just so he knows how he comes across to women and perhaps how that might be off-putting even when no particular harm is meant and compliments are intended. So for Herman Cain, I think you have, you know, he seems like a big-hearted guy and perhaps he has no particular malicious intent in his heart in these sorts of things. But just so he can be a little bit more aware of how he comes across and avoid any uncomfortable misunderstandings in the future.
I'm sure he'll appreciate that a great deal. So go ahead.
As will many listeners, you horrible rhino liberal.
Yes, yes, exactly. As diabolical as my last gift was, this one's pretty tame. This is a calendar for the United States Congress, and not because of the super committee, but because, I don't know if anybody else noticed this, but the fiscal year began on October 1st. We're nearly in December. We have passed, as far as I know, zero appropriations bills, and I'm not a big fan of spending money, but you do need to actually fund the government, and I would like to see significant spending cuts in these bills, which is probably unlikely given the Democrats control the Senate, but I would love to see the House, led by Republicans and conservatives for the most part, go out there, lay out their budget, which they actually passed, unlike the Senate, and put these bills out there and make the Senate actually reject them. Do your job, and you're running out of time, so get to it. Jim, enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Looking forward to it, Greg.
Jim Garrity of National Review. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America. We hope you've had a great Thanksgiving and a great holiday weekend. We'll talk to you again Monday on the next edition of the Three Martini Lunch. Take care.